The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
The Instant Replay comes to you from SAP Center at San Jose. A sellout crowd of 17,435 fans was on hand, and they watched a back-and-forth game between the San Jose Sharks and their Pacific Division opponents, the Vancouver Canucks. Final score, the Canucks 3 and the Sharks 2. Here's how it all happened tonight. No penalties until the third period of the game, and no scoring in the first period. Vancouver had a lot of opportunities. They outshot the Sharks 9-3. But in that first frame, with a score 0-0, Mackenzie Blackwood had to come up big, as he has his last couple of starts. It's down the left wing side. The Canucks dump it in, and now it's out to the slot. Trouble. Oh, what a save by Blackwood off of Pius Suter right at the edge of the goal crease. That was a great stop on Pius Suter, who would become a major factor in this game for the Canucks as the contest went on. And speaking of major factors for the Sharks, Mikael Granlund's been that way ever since he joined the team. He would have a great scoring chance in the first, but it stayed out. Up the left side, Granlund, lead pass, Cunnan racing into the zone, spinning, going to Granlund, shoots it right on net. That's a great save by Lankinen. A point-blank chance for Mikael Granlund with 4:18 left in the first. It's still 0-0, and that was the Sharks' best chance so far. It ended 0-0 at the end of one, and then early in the second, a couple of bouncy plays that went the direction of the team that took the bounce. As it turned out, the Sharks would take the 1-0 lead in this one on a broken play to Nico Sturm. But here comes Luke Cunnan for the Sharks, skating right to left. He's to center. He's being checked by Brännström as he moves in across the line, dumps it around the boards, but the Sharks don't have anybody near the puck there. Now Sturm does regain it. Back to Cunnan. There's the shot. Sturm shoots. Score! Sturm centered for Cunnan. The shot was stopped by Lankinen, but the rebound ricocheted right back to Nico Sturm, and he just blasted it past the Vancouver goaltender. It is 1-0 Sharks. San Jose gets a major break at 2:37 of the second. Sturm's second of the season, assisted by Luke Cunnan, and the Sharks led 1-0 on that break. But then at 14:41, the breaks would go Vancouver's way as Pius Suter continued his strong performance and tied it up. Could be a trouble here. Hoglander drops it back. Shot. Score! Pius Suter ends a lengthy goalless drought for the Canucks and ties the game at one on a little turnover. Vancouver on a broken play gets the drop pass back out to a man driving down the center lane, and it's center Pius Suter. It's 1-1. That was quite a goal by Pius Suter, his first of two on the night, his third goal of a season, assisted by Nils Hoglander, who got him the puck on that kind of a wacky bounce. And so it was all even 1-1. One break goes each way. The game was tied, and it was pretty intense. That goal by Suter, by the way, ended a 98-minute, 33-second goalless drought for the Canucks, and Suter happens to be the guy who scored the previous goal on the 28th of October, that goal coming against another team earlier in the series. But an amazing situation here, as the Sharks were even 1-1 at that point with the Vancouver Canucks. Okay, now we move to the third period, and what happens? Well, the San Jose Sharks have a couple of chances, and Mackenzie Blackwood would come up with a pretty big third period save. Now it's put back to the slot. Oh, what a play there by Besser. The shot. Great save by Blackwood. It's cleared. What a stop by Blackwood. Just got his right pad on it. That's a typical save that Blackwood's been making these last few games, and he kept the Sharks in it 1-1. But Jake DeBrusk on another broken-style play late in the third period at 15 minutes, 38 seconds would get his first of the year and put the Canucks in front. A shot off the goalpost. Actually, that's Besser moving in by himself off the goalpost for Vancouver. Remember that one. Here comes Vancouver again. They score! Right after the post hit by Besser, Jake DeBrusk goes top shelf from the left circle, beats Blackwood, and the Canucks, with 4:22 left, take the 2-1 lead. DeBrusk, his first of the year, from Quinn Hughes and Philip Hronek. That was right after Brock Besser hit the post on that play that should have been a goal for him. And so 2-1 Canucks. Sharks going for broke. Do what they have done several times this season. They pull Mackenzie Blackwood for the extra attacker. And guess who the hero is to tie the game? Of course, it's Mikael Granlund. Goes down low to Toffoli. Takes it back on the left wing boards. He hangs on, moves into the circle. Shoots! Score! Mikael Granlund just tied the game 2-2 with a minute 17 left in the third and an extra attacker on. What leadership and And what finesse by Granlund as he makes it an even hockey game. That was just a great goal by Granlund, assisted by Tyler Toffoli and William Eklund at 18:43 of the third with that extra attacker on. Number six on the season for Granlund as he gets back on the score sheet after being scoreless the last two, and it was all even 2-2. Only a minute 17 left. It appeared that the Sharks might be earning at least a point by going into overtime. But unfortunately, Vancouver continued to press, and that fourth line center named Pius Suter would come up with a big one. Behind the San Jose net, 34 seconds left. Canucks really pressing to try to get the win in regulation. Shot will go wide of the goal. In front of the slot. They score! Pius Suter. Right in front of the net. Suddenly, it's 3-2 Vancouver with 25.7 seconds left. And how do you like that? How do you like that indeed? Winning goal scored by Pius Suter, his second goal of the game, fourth of the season, assisted by Connor Garland and Carson Soucy, again at 19:34 of the third period. Only 26 and change seconds left in the contest. The Sharks would pull Blackwood again and go for it. And believe it or not, they had a chance to tie the game as time was about to expire. He's got to get Blackwood off the ice. There goes McKenzie. Granlund still with it across the line. Tips to the right. Toffoli gets it deep. Behind the goal line, there's Eklund streaking for it. Centering feed. Zetterlund fanned on it. And the horn sounds and the game is over. Wow. Fabian Zetterlund so close to getting a great opportunity. And it's over. Vancouver wins 3-2. Imagine that. Fabian Zetterlund right in the slot trying to extend his point scoring streak to five straight games. And he fanned on the puck as the clock got to zero and the horn sounded. It was that kind of a night. It could have been anybody's until the final horn did blare out at SAP Center at San Jose. But the final score is the Vancouver Canucks 3 and the San Jose Sharks 2. Sharks and Canucks both 0 for 2 on the power play. That was not as much of a factor. San Jose would have liked to have converted on at least one, and that might have made a major difference. It ruins a really great performance in net by Mackenzie Blackwood. Kevin Lankinen was pretty solid, but I thought Blackwood was really spectacular for much of this game. Blackwood ended up with 25 saves in the game and Lankinen with 21. The Sharks now fall back to 3-8-2 on the season, while the Canucks, in that second wild card spot, take another step forward as they win for the fifth time in 10 games. They are 5-2-3 and they have 13 points on the year. The next Sharks game will be on Tuesday night against Columbus, and the Canucks will continue their trip as they move to Southern California. Final score once again, the Canucks 3, the Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.